You told me to go back to Oakland, right? Let me tell your dusty, dirty, dizzy, mannequin built ass something. You don't tell me where the fuck to go. When you leave your house, you old, stinky ass lady, you are in the world. So you don't tell me to go back to Oakland. You take your wrinkled pussy ass to Oakland. Get your funky mass ass to Oakland. You got a whole COVID-19 fit on with your dusty ass. You the one, you the reason why this shit is here. You got hella senior citizen spit on your motherfucking sweater telling somebody to go to Oakland. Huh?
I'm talking for a minute.
Huh?
Can you control your mouth for
you
a minute?
You need to control your ass because it stinks. You need to go get in a wheelchair. Get your old funky ass about here and tell somebody to go back to Oakland. You're an alley. Okay, well, I got like you 80-something years old. Your age don't matter. It seems like you're racist.
Because
you see me riding by and you tell a black person to go back to Oakland. So it's black people in Oakland, right?
Ain't no black people in Alameda? There's more white people who live in Oakland.
All right, okay, well, get your dusty, wrinkled bag, trans face, half an ass up out of here then. Don't tell no black person to go back to Oakland. You can't tell me where to go, all right? Fucking grown right now.
Oh, man. If y'all was in the vicinity when I seen that video, man, I was cracking up, okay? Because with all this stuff going on, we need laughter. Y'all know I love laughter. I feel like it's like very essential and it's like medicine, you know what I'm saying? But nothing makes me laugh more than motherfuckers dogging, either beating up these damn Karens or cussing their ass out. And this man picked the perfect... Why would it be running on my parade already and I just started? But he picked the perfect comeback and the perfect way to handle that. Like, roasted her ass. Just treated her. She couldn't say shit. She couldn't say nothing. He didn't even let her get a word out. Like, okay, cool, bet. I'm about to dog your ass. But anyway... What's going on, guys? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Big Facts, No Lies Allowed. For y'all on video, y'all see this dang bump on my dang face. Okay, it just got there today, though. My crazy self, I had some lotion. Okay, long story, y'all don't care about that. But, yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Big Facts. I appreciate you guys for being here and listening. I appreciate the support, you know. And I know that there has been a lot of stuff going on in the world. It's been so much very overwhelming events, you know what I'm saying, following the George Floyd murder, okay? It wasn't police brutality. It wasn't, you know, a fucking incident. It was a murder, okay? Just wanted to put that out there for those who continue to say, oh, police brutality, man, they is out here murdering. Like, this ain't just no police brutality. Like, this ain't no whoop your ass like Rodney King type shit. Nah, this is legit murder, okay? So let's not sugarcoat that. Plain and simple, motherfuckers is out here murdering us. But the events following this murder, it's like overwhelming in so many different ways. And y'all can agree to disagree with me about it, but I think that all the protests that has been going on and the things that has been, you know, become of this whole situation, some stuff has been good. I feel like we kind of taking like baby steps, but I feel like we might have got a little bit further than what we normally get. And that's something that kind of really makes me kind of feel like better about the situation. Like, but we just like everyone says, like, okay, stay on these motherfuckers' ass. You feel what I'm saying? Because one of my problems, when all this shit was going on, one of my biggest issues were when any murder happens by the police towards people of color, my thing is, or just okay, because they wanted the police, I guess. So just any murder that is based off of racism and just fucking senseless acts of fucking stupid shit from other people of different races, whatever, of the different race, we tend to become so desensitized. This is the thing. This is what really pissed me off every time. Because we already see murders. We already see shootings. We already see the unthinkable just from our environment alone as black people, okay? We already seen that. We done grew up seeing shit that we never thought that we would ever see. Now, I'm speaking of things that some people can relate to and other people, black people can't relate to. But overall, we know what the hell we done seen. We know the struggles of being black in America. So we have become desensitized in our own communities even. When they shoot JJ and kill JJ, you feel what I'm saying? We mourn JJ. Of course, in that specific hood or that specific area, we go mourn him a little bit longer. And we go celebrate year after year, whatever the case may be, okay? We get that part, you know, but that's it. But then everybody else in the area, they move on with their lives. They do X, Y, and Z. So it's just like, we ain't like, okay, let's find a killer. Let's lock them up. You know what I'm saying? It's not like no advocacy that goes on after that. So we are so used to seeing those things, we become desensitized. Like, we don't stick to the script. Like, we don't keep that same energy. And so I feel like following Mr. Floyd's murder, we have really been, like, stepping up. People have been stepping up, and I've honestly seen more white people than normal at protests and things like that that they have been having as far as Black Lives Matter and the whole movement. So I'm like, okay, so everybody is like, you know, some people are educating themselves. Like, I seen a post on Instagram that said there was a man in a wheelchair. I forget who posted. I think Lane posted it, but it said he had a post of you know, a little board up, and it said Black Lives Matter, and it was like, sorry I'm late to the party, I had to get educated, or I had to gain knowledge, or I had to learn, or something like that. So we all know that we learn these types of things. There are certain characteristics that we have embedded in us that were taught to us. So certain things, you know, when we stuck in our ways, we stuck in our ways most times. So these people who are degrading us and hate us so bad, hate brown and black people so bad, most of them, they never take the time to actually go back to educate themselves on why they are like that, or what had happened for it to even be at this very moment how it is, or how reckless it is, and they grandfathers and great grandfathers and Black Wall Street and things like that. Like, people don't really go back to history and bring this shit to the forefront to even make their own judgments. And that's what's fucked up about the whole situation. So I mean, it's hard to tell who really genuine and who's not, because we have so much distress and mistrust in our own communities, within ourselves too, because we are our worst enemies too at times. But you know, it's hard to tell what allies are genuine and who's doing this for clout and who's just now. Like, I want to make sure that I put this out there, because I work with many different type of people, and I have some really fucking bomb ass white people that I fuck with heavy, okay? Those are my homies. And they've been about that. You know, they may not show up, but they don't show a lick of racism. And they're easygoing. They love everybody. Very nurturing, very free. You feel what I'm saying? And then I know other, like, white people and even white men who are advocates for Black Lives Matter. And then they get treated a different way. And it's just like, it's like you can't win, but then again, like, I don't know. It's just like nobody can win, and it's fucked up. It's fucked up, because once we continue to put our foot down and make sure that our voices are heard and things like that, and actually get educated in the laws in which we and get in certain chairs, and whether it be just community based or city or whatever the case may be, just educate ourselves to be able to put ourselves in positions to where we can change all of this. So I had went and I had volunteers that sent me their recordings. So basically, I just asked them about that these are black men, about experiences that they may have, like, in the corporate world. Because most of the time, all that racism shit, like, you can get away from it. You can go to your house and mind your own fucking business. But if you got a job to do and you go into, like, the corporate world and you working for somebody or working for these people and shit like that, like, you know, that shit is clear. Sometimes it's, like, super evident that you are the token black person, or you are that person that's like, you know, will they do it? Ha ha, let's see if they succeed as much as we succeed, or that's there's no competition, or whatever the case may be. And I can say that in all my jobs that I've been in, I've always exceeded expectations, period. Not only because I have my own drive that has nothing to do with trying to prove these bitches wrong or anything like that, but it's because, yeah, you got me fucked up and I'm about to make you look stupid, but I'm not trying to prove you wrong. It's not like sometimes it could be an ego boost for some people, but it's just like, I'm just as capable of dogging this job and taking care of my duties as you are. What you think that I'm like half retarded, motherfucker? Like, you feel me? It's just like, wow. But I had reached out and had volunteers to basically tell me their experiences as a black man, whether it be in corporate America or just period, and any suggestions that they may have for the listeners of Big Facts. And I am going to play these recordings, and I want you guys to give me feedback, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you guys think and stuff like that, because all of this shit is very overwhelming. I know it's very frustrating. And before I play this recording, I want to just let y'all know, because a lot of people have been asking me about if I'm about the whole looting thing or whatever. The only thing that bothers me about the looting shit is not only these paid agitators, which is fucking stupid, okay, because they aren't doing anything but trying to make us look bad or make us look worse than what they already try to paint this picture of us, because it's not even fucking us. So all those videos that were going viral about people being looters that are not black and people blaming it on black people, it's just like fucking ridiculous, and I just cannot but I'm not really for the looting, because I don't feel like that gets a message across at all. I am, you know, advocacy, give me the motherfucking horn, nigga. I got some shit to say. Let me get up on this microphone, let me say some shit, you feel me? More so on the peaceful protest side. If it got to get booked, then it just got to get booked, eh? But as far as breaking into shit, stealing shit, doing all the other stuff, I don't really feel like it's necessary. Also, because a lot of people that are doing that, even if they are black people, a lot of people who are doing that, they don't really know the buildings that they just busting into, unless it's like a big franchise like CVS or something like that. And it bothers me because we are all like, oh, black on this, black on that. And if you fucking up your distant cousin's fucking shit, then that's just fucked up. You like, nah, don't do that. That just goes to show that the support wasn't there before all this looting and protesting happened, because y'all don't even know which areas y'all need to be looting. You know, like, I'm from Cleveland or whatever, so it's like certain places like the, like Natasha Watts, she's the bonds and stuff, like the bondsman work and things like that, and help people get out of fucking jail, and they go and beat up the damn car, and it's clear it's a white guy just jumping up and down on the car, hitting her company car all up and fucking up the damn windows and stuff. And I'm just like, okay. But then it's like, I know I said it was a white guy, but it's like there are black people that are going around and was doing that stuff and just like fucking up black owned businesses. So you want to be knowledgeable before you go out looting and shit, because you fucking with your own kind, you fucking with your own people. Now it's gonna be a war against everybody, or you know what I'm saying, if something leaked, like, oh yeah, they hit up such and such spot at the such and such, then it's all bad, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm not really too fond of the whole looting thing. It's like, if you go loot, then make sure you know what the hell you touching on, like, you feel me? And I just feel like it's just been very frustrating for everyone, and there are still people out here that are still like, we're still trying to figure out when they go arrest Breonna Taylor's. Rest in peace to her, her murderer, the cop that murdered her. Like, all these certain situations is just like, come on, like, hurry up and go. Hurry up and go. Hurry up and go. There was a lot that I had to say, but I'm also going to play a recording that kind of resonated with what I was going to say on my own platform, like my social media. Because, you know, a lot of celebrities were reaching out, or not even reaching out, but speaking out on the situations and stuff. And they really had good points. But this celebrity specifically was just like, this is exactly how I felt when I woke up most of those mornings. It's like, what the fuck? You know, so I'll play that recording as well. But I just wanted to let you guys know that, because everyone was asking me about protesting and looting and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the recording for the first black man that that is a volunteer, that was a volunteer for this episode. Just give me a second to pull this shit out.
Sheila, what's good? I appreciate you inviting me to share my thoughts on being a black man in corporate America. I'm going to try to keep this quick, but before I start, I want to say now is not the time to be a quiet non-racist, but it's the time to be an anti or a vocal anti-racist. It's time to be a vocal anti-racist. So I want to share one quick story, and then I'm going to share something, just my perspective on how we get better in corporate America. So I was working for this company, and I was the only black on the leadership staff, and I felt like I was the token black boy. And we would have these corporate meetings and tours where our board of directors would come to the location, and they would tour the building, and I was always a part of the tour, like it was some type of freak show. They would say, hey, look, here's Mr. Williams. He's black. He's a part of the military. Oh, by the way, he's black. Oh, yeah, you know what, guys? Guess what? He's black. So it was very, very uncomfortable. I wasn't able to ascend to my fullest potential at that job. They always tried to write me up for the smallest minute errors. And I was a very high performer there. My first year, I bonused the highest out of all the supervisors. There will be times where it's like, damn, he's solid. And then it will be times where everything was overpowered by how negative they wanted to treat me. So I end up quitting the company. Fast forward, I end up getting with another company, spent 3 years there. And then I left, and then I'm with another company now where I'm running a department with another peer. He's a white male. And he is definitely a quiet non-racist, and he's all for trying to have the conversation, but as soon as something hits the fan and it doesn't directly affect him, he doesn't want to push the narrative anymore. He wants to kind of sit back and observe and watch what happens. And so this is what we have to do, black men and women in these corporate jobs. We have to use our allies to get where we want. I'm going to say that again. We have to use our allies to get to the positions that we want, and then it is our obligation to change the narrative in the workplace. Change it to what you want to see. Bring up another person, male or female, black, preferably. But we need some different shades up in every corporate office so we can make policy changes and we can sit in on those decisions that are being made. And now, 9 times out of 10, those decisions are being made by people that aren't going to stand in front of you and shit get real. So, again, now is not the time to be a quiet non-racist, but it's time to be a vocal anti-racist. We need to infiltrate every system. We need to utilize our allies because they utilize the hell out of us. And we need to start changing the cultures. We need to start pushing the narratives. And if you're uncomfortable with doing that, find somebody in your damn office space that's about that life and y'all do it together, but it has to be done. Sheila, again, I appreciate you having me. Thank you for using your platform. Thank you for sharing stories with us, and never stop being your genuine self, because that's why people are attracted to you. That's why people are drawn to you. And that is what's going to continue your legacy.
So sweet, right? So sweet. But what do you guys think about that? Like, I hope you guys really listened to it and, like, really, really listened to it. Because there's no doubt that we have all experienced some type of discrimination in the workforce, or just, like, you know, us trying to be better, elevate higher and things like that. And just like he said, use our allies, because those are the people who, you know, if they are quiet, they might, you know, give you the 1-2, you feel me, or you feel me, blase, splee. It's not time for them to be quiet. Really, we don't want them to be quiet, but we can't force them to speak up. But we can use they ass. We can definitely use they ass. They use us for football, basketball, motherfucking all types of ball, you feel me? So we can use them for our elevation, just how they've been using us. We built this shit. We built this shit. You feel what I'm saying? We've been working for years upon years building shit to fit everybody else. And then it's like we have to dig so hard to try to build some shit to fit us and to make us pop and to make us better and to make us fucking successful. You feel what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with him. I do. I definitely agree with him. Shout out to Rosie, but I definitely agree to him, because he's also somebody who, even though we, you know, we black and we all should know this, there are some things, hold on, because it's about to rain down. Hold on, let me roll my window up. Y'all know I do my big car talk. But he's also one of those people of color who has decided and made sure that he educated himself on certain things. Like, there's a lot of things that we, like, not only are we desensitized, but we also stray away from the knowledge that we could be getting, you know what I'm saying? Because no one taught us certain things. Like, no one taught us, like, okay, you can do X, Y, and Z, and we can do it like this, and then it'll pop up like this, or you know you can use that to do X, Y, and Z, you feel me? So it's like there are a lot of people too, black people, who have been even being on the side with the white people who actually want to be a part of the movement and not about all this all live matter bullshit, you feel what I'm saying, that has been educating themselves. And we all just need to stay educated. We need to know these things. We need to go back in history, because I can tell you what thing, everybody always say this, but when we were in high school and we was in middle school and all that other shit, there has been a lot of times where I'm like, that don't even make sense. There has been shit that has not made sense, but I just didn't. I wasn't educated. My mother wasn't educated. My people weren't educated to teach me the right shit. So what I learned in them textbooks is like, okay, y'all missing a whole goddamn whatever when I get older. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, educate yourselves, educate y'all's kids. Like, the younger generation that's listening to this, like, make sure that y'all on top of y'all game, man, because it's already drugs killing us all. I mean, drugs been killing us, but you know what I'm saying? There's certain things that are attacking the younger generation. It's like, we got to get them on board. We got to make sure that we are fucking paving a way for them to be as knowledgeable and fucking just, you know, want to be that advocate for our people, you know. But yeah, I would say for sure I agree with him 100%, because it's time to start using these people, you know. And shit, even the motherfucking goddamn, we can learn a lot from them by just watching how they move too, and they can learn a lot from us. Let me just say this real quick before I go into that, which I probably might forget to go into that, so I might have to revisit that. But y'all know I be having scatterbrain sometimes. But I want to say that I was having a conversation with somebody not too long ago, and they were just saying, like, what if black people had the power that white people have? Like, what if the roles were reversed? And I was like, the roles will be reversed, but this shit would not be, hold on, because this thing got hot up in here. It would be reversed, but our actions would not be the way that they got their shit. Like, how they set up and how they make people feel and how shitty they make you feel, how degrading, fucking, they make, like, they just, we wouldn't do no shit like that. Because even though we are very aggressive, we are very, very nurturing. We are very, very compassionate people. As a people, black people specifically, we are very passionate. We know a lot about struggle, so we don't know. We've been trying to get out of the struggle. There ain't not one black person that just want to stay struggling, my nigga. It don't work like that. So we've been trying to get ourselves out of the struggle. So if we had the power, like these motherfuckers had the power to actually do something, make things better, make things greater, you know, make shit equal, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even have to worry about us lynching motherfuckers and killing people for no reason and so on and so forth. They wouldn't even have to worry about that. We gonna be too busy trying to look out. And I believe this with all my heart. There are some people who go be trying to get back at their ass, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, if the roles were to reverse or whatever, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of eye for an eye type shit, you feel me? But if it wasn't like this, and we have, like, if I just think that the whole fucking situation, if that was a certain circumstance where we were on top and they were below us, I really feel like we wouldn't, because we go show them how you supposed to treat people, or at least I hope that we would come together and show them how you supposed to treat people. And this is coming from somebody where I'm not necessarily the most friendliest person in the world, but I don't judge nobody, you know what I'm saying? The only time I'm judging some shit is when I know I need to judge but I don't pass no judgment on people. I'm more than like all this stuff has been going on. I've been in places where white people have been trying so hard to like talk to me, try to like start a conversation. I would talk to them. I don't know if they was trying to gauge, like, okay, she go hate me, or I want to make sure that she know that I'm with them, and, you know, what the cops do, or it's fucked up, like, whatever. And I was still, you know, I'm talking to them. I ain't about to turn my nose up and be like, nah, because Black Lives Matter. I mean, I do say it under my breath in the conversation, like, Black Lives Matter, and keep it pushing. But, you know, yeah, but I'm not that type of person, you know. I ain't like that, you know. I feel like I'm going to treat you the way that I want to be treated until you show me something different. If you show me something different, I'm always be like, let me just watch this motherfucker real quick, because I don't really like the way they said banana that time. But, you know, whatever. But I just wanted to put that out there. Like, man, if we had the position of power that these motherfuckers have, it wouldn't be like this. Like, things would be totally different, and I really, really feel that way. So, again, I want to shout out to Rosie for his input on it and his experience of corporate America. I wouldn't even, and he worked for very, you know, he has worked and he does work in very high places, okay? The nigga, he does his thing, you feel me? He's been climbing. He's always been very successful in his jobs and things like that. So I can only imagine how frustrating it was to where you see how much progress that you have made in this specific area, or just growth within yourself and how you deal with people. And then it's just like, but you know what? Y'all got me fucked up at the same time. It's like a back and forth type of battle. So I'm glad he got out of that situation and that he's in a better place now, which I would hope that, you know, because he told me another situation that had happened and recently about a racist white woman at his job. And I was like, just treat her the same until she show you something different. And she could say what she wanted to until she want that Anna, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And I know it's kind of uncomfortable, but I try not to always feel uncomfortable in certain situations like that, because I know people be feeling like that might be the wrong one to fuck with. So we gonna leave it at that. But And now another recording that I'm gonna play is a recording from another volunteer, a black man, and I want y'all to listen to this because this is something that is very important. Both men made very, very great points. And y'all take that because it's time for us to start using them just like they use us. So I'm going to play another recording right now. And I'm going to let y'all, you know, give me y'all feedback and everything like that. Okay? 1 second.
Yo, Stewie LeBeau checking in with Big Facts Podcast. And recent events have been crazy, but it's evident now that they're showing that it's open season on black people. It's been evident, but it's like they don't give a damn at all. I really don't have any fears as far as going out into the streets. I would have more fear for my family or somebody who's not trained and using a firearm. So I would recommend everybody to learn how to use a firearm, get a firearm in the household, multiple, as much ammo as possible, and just be willing to protect yourself, because right now majority of the bad cops are showing that the police is a gang and there is no consequences for casualties, and the shit's fucked up, man. But the most important thing is just to be willing to protect yourself at any given time and be willing to pull that trigger. I don't really want to result in violence, and I'm not a very violent person. But when it's time to cross that bridge, you never know. All cops aren't bad cops, because I have an uncle that's a police officer. And he's a good guy, a well-rounded guy, stand-up guy. But for his cohorts, you know, he got some bad ones and he got some good ones. And like I was discussing with a friend of mine in recent weeks, good cops don't rat out bad cops, because it's like a fraternity, it's a brotherhood. So once you turn on them, your family is no longer safe. You are no longer safe. You become a target. And profiles and prejudices have been going on for forever. Even us amongst peers, we judge people and profile people. And I remember once upon a time I was taking my family out for breakfast and a cop rolled up on me and asked me, was my name Dominique? And I'm like, nah, I ain't Dominique. And then he was like, well, let me see your ID. And I'm like, for what? You asked me who I was. I'm not that person that you're looking for, so I'm not showing you anything. I was like, what does Dominique look like? And then he pointed to me and I was like, what, black? But he ain't really have no solid concrete explanation. And then before I know it, three other cop cars is rolling up. And they rolling up on me like it's a problem. And I'm literally outside of the restaurant on the phone waiting for a table. And after going back and forth with this guy probably for about 5 minutes, because it was pretty much like, fuck you, I'm not showing you nothing because you don't have any proof and you just rolled up on me. After I had seen him ride past, and when he circled back around, I knew he was going to be on some bullshit. So I finally just pulled my ID out, put it to his face, boom, here's my name. And then he rolled off. But that was some fucked up shit. And that let me know right then and there that they can do whatever they want, because if I wouldn't have complied at all, shit, I probably could have ended up in jail or getting my ass beat by the police just because he was having a fucked up day. But black people, learn how to use your firearms. Train your family how to use your firearms. Oh, sales tactic I learned back a while ago, my early days of sales, is it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Easy. Be safe out there, y'all.
All right, family. So what we think? Oh, my God. I'm hot. It keep raining on and off. Sorry. Yeah, let me get some. And I got the nerve to have a long sleeve on. God damn. Okay, but what we think about that? So how many of y'all got y'all CCW? Raise your hand. Whoop, whoop. I do hoes. All right. We, especially black women, we need to get our CCWs. A shank ain't enough. Get our CCWs. We need to make sure that we are armed and that we protect ourselves at all costs. Because the crazy thing about it is they sit here and they say, okay, you see all this stuff like, oh, just because I'm black, that doesn't mean I'm a threat to you. You feel what I'm saying? All this inferior and jealousy and fearful shit that's coming, just placed upon us. Like, we could be the most less threatening person ever. Just like Dewey said, he says, like, I don't want to resort to violence. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's looking for it. We already done seen that, been there, done that. We see that all the time. We see violence all the time. Not everybody is rowdy. Not everybody wants violence. Not everyone wants to resort in violence. Like, we really be trying to be as peaceful as possible. That's why we mind our fucking business. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, in a sense, they put fear in us. And people can say that they don't feel, just like, I mean, we whether you feel for your family or whether you feel for yourself or you fear for other people in the community, black men, black women, kids, you feel me? It doesn't matter. There's fear. There's fear in the whole situation with all this police brutality, all these killings, all these slayings, all this stuff. It's fear. Okay, and one of my favorite things that I see at protests is when they have their posters up, and that shit say, "And nobody tell your scary ass to become the fucking cops." I understand and I agree with that 100%. There are certain things, because you are not trained to kill. You are trained to kill when it's necessary. And you sit here and talk about, okay, yeah. They don't care about casualties. He said they don't care about casualties. Tamir Rice was what? 12 years old? You threatened by a 12-year-old, my nigga? Like, that is like, and I think the cop was 26 or something like that. You threatened by a 12-year-old? That's a nephew. Get your ass over here. I'm about to whoop your ass. Put you over my lap. You know what I'm saying? Where your mom at? You know, if you are nervous or you scared about the type of position, holding those positions, no one should be in that position that fears for their lives all the time. You know what I'm saying? And nobody should be, like, these psyche valves, they need psyche valves for the police force. They need fucking, really, because they already is heavy. If you ever went through even close to being a cop or even close to, becoming anything in law enforcement, you know that they do like a strenuous, they do a lot of tests. They do a lot of like, the troopers, state troopers, they damn near interview your whole family. They want to see where you come from. They need to know, like, what's going on. Like, if they do a lie detector test, they do a lot of shit. So it's like, is these people just getting passes, or are they really just fucked up in the head? Y'all don't care. Or is it that they didn't get crazy or fucking stupid and forgot what the fuck they supposed to do, which is save us instead of fucking take us? They got it confused, like, oh, over the years, oh, I forgot my job. Like, what the hell? I think that a lot of times, like, these people, they need refreshers. These cops, they need refreshers. They need the mandatory refreshers, mandatory training, yearly training, certifications, all of that stuff, so that you know what the hell going on. Now, I can say that from the past events and stuff following the death of Mr. Floyd, like, there have been certain states that have, like, banned the chokehold and banned this and banned that from the police force or whatever. So, of course, they probably go into training and try to, like, figure out another way to de-escalate shit. But which motherfuckers be looking for trouble, I feel like. And it's crazy because you could be, like, a victim to it, and you could tell them, like, hey, I got a CCW, I got a gun in here, but it's in my trunk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hands up, please don't shoot me, motherfucking. They still will shoot you. Philando Castile, like, just all these people that have passed by excessive force. You know what I'm saying? Just excessive shit. Like, just y'all, this shit makes me emotional. Goddamn. But it's just like, God, like, it's conflicting too, though, because it's like we are fearful, but we're fearless too. So it's like, when we do have this guns, take for inches. There's a lot of things that I want to say on this episode, but I know that we gonna run out of time. But just take for instance, Korean Gangs. She was 23 years old. That was the one, the young lady that was in her apartment, and she had her 5-year-old son in there. They busted in and killed her or whatever. She had a shotgun, okay? Now, mind you, we don't know. They said that they went in there to serve a misdemeanor warrant, okay? A misdemeanor warrant. A misdemeanor warrant, okay? You serve them once. Warrants, you can leave a subpoena for court under the fucking door. You can fucking, there's different ways that you can fucking get to this person, you know what I'm saying? But if you serving a warrant, or whatever, they say her sister, her boyfriend had just left the apartment or something like that. So many different things to talk about, like her mental health and things like that. But with stories, we don't really know what's true and what's not. Like, we don't know. It's so many twists and turns to it. We just kind of just go with what the fuck we feel like we need to believe. But basically, she's sitting there with a shotgun. And really, the only thing that she's trying to figure out is, you know, why y'all here, I guess. You know, in her video, she's basically like, I need y'all to, like, basically, she want them to leave. Like, you got whole SWAT out of nowhere, not whole SWAT out there. It's a 6-hour standoff. She's obviously not bowing down. And then at some point, one of the reporters said that she has stated that she will put her gun down if they put their guns out. But it's a million fucking police out there. They got mad at her. They got frustrated with waiting on her to comply with what they were asking and stuff. And you can hear in the video that the man was trying to talk them down. Oh, you got a beautiful baby. I would like to meet him. You know, it's not necessary. Like, let's do XYZ. We don't know what happened prior to that. I don't know detail by detail because it's hard to believe certain things. And I don't want to give out false information. But for what I heard and what I seen on the tape, you got the man, he's sitting here trying to reason with her, and she's just like, it doesn't have to be this way. You feel what I'm saying? And then, you know, she's just like, I ain't fucking, but they saying that she basically said that I ain't putting shit down. Like, I ain't backing down. I ain't leaving my apartment. You feel me? But then other people are saying, okay, well, she said she'll reason with them if they put their shit down. But are they really gonna put their shit down? Are they really gonna try to de-escalate the situation without any weapons? Like, there's multiple ways that things could have been handled. You only need one fucking officer. I mean, they probably saying, oh, she got a shotgun. Okay, we need everybody. That's another thing that I just, like, I don't understand. Like, if you know this person is in there by herself and she got her son with her, you know, you don't need all the motherfucking people. But whatever. But with all of that being said, it's like, yes, we carry. If you carry, you got your CCW, you train your kids how they train their kids to hunt, and they pretty much train their kids to hunt us. You feel me? Hunt, you know, we need to be training our kids in the younger generation how to use guns properly. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that we always protect ourselves, especially black women. We need our firearms. We need a firearm. We need some type of protection. Pepper spray ain't always going to do it, too. And that goes without saying. You know, I don't need to, you know, you walking through an empty parking lot or whatever. I can go with a goddamn regular ass fucking robber coming to try to take your purse. You know what I'm saying? How much is that pepper spray gonna do? Y'all gotta get the combat shit like the job got that shit fired. That, like, the police got, you get the police pepper spray. but yeah, we just have to make sure that we arm ourselves. And it's just like, I really thought that after Ahmaud's slain and them people chasing him down, and, you know, I thought that we was just gonna sweep that shit like two weeks and we done. We are ready to move on to the next whatever, you know what I'm saying? But people were really starting to, like, okay, this shit, even though it's been out of hand, but people are now like, okay, you know, and certain, well, like, our voices are being, like I said in the beginning, it's kind of being heard now. I feel like there's been some changes, but just hopefully it sticks to those changes. And there's, like, statistics as of June 5th, I believe, says that there have been 429 murders that has happened or that's been caused by police, and 88 of those people were black. And they say, like, 176 for white people, and then, like, Hispanics and stuff like that. Now, somebody can argue me down and say, well, yeah, that shows right there that black people don't get killed more than white people. Like, no, no, because you ain't tallying up everything. Because back in 2019 and 2018 and 2016 and couple years back, like 2015, there was like fucking 999 black people killed just all over the, like, you know. So when you doing the overall, and that was just as, that's just for 2020, by the way. We doing it right now. We ain't even to December yet, and we already got 88 black people killed by the police. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's, people can argue up and down, but everybody knows what's right and what's wrong. And in this last situation, oh yeah, and then everybody, all the, and this is another thing about LGBTQIA. We gotta include them too. People are sitting here, they are going ham on people like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, all these homophobic ass motherfuckers, but it's like they black. They black. That transgender woman that got pulled and beat up by all of the men inside of that motherfucking store. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Not one person, not two. And those were people that, those were black men, by the way. I'm gonna go get off the police for a second, because we know they ain't shit right now. But for the most, well, not even right now, because they be doing some fucked up shit all the time. But for the most part, it's like, damn, what the fuck? We need to protect each other. I know that we have built up animosity, just period. Just as the struggle has hit us, as the things we've seen has came about, as our lives have fucking progressed and then digressed and all this old shit and all of that. I get it. But we still have to protect each other. If ain't nobody bothering you, don't bother them. Now, we don't know the story. We don't know the story about the transgender woman being hurt. But it's, that does not justify beating the shit out of that person. Like, no. And then the other guy, I forget his name. Dang. Oh, my gosh. I forget this man's name. But I believe he was trans, too. He got killed at a protest. And then... It's just so much. And then, now, this would also piss me off. You used to hear the rain is mad, too. We mad. And then Jesus is crying. Hold on. Let me roll the window up real quick. But, like, and then, though, like, even with the protests going on or whatever, then they shot the man, David McAtee. He just had a food stand. He just trying to feed people. He always out there, so they say, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, we can't win for fucking losing. And I don't know what makes it so crazy, because we so powerful, but we still feel so powerless. And it's so fucked up, because we could do so much, you know. It's just wow, it's just crazy. But guys, I just want to say that we, I hope that this continues, and that we as a unit continues, and these allies that are trying to be allies, you know what I'm saying, that we can come up with stuff and actually help each other, help the with the laws and shit like that. Like, we just need new law. Okay, this is what I'm about to play, y'all, because I'm about to get cut off soon, but I'm about to play this. And then I'm gonna get up out of here. And there's so many things that I want to say, man. If y'all have any questions, if y'all want me to talk about something else or elaborate on something that I've said, or have an opinion or a comment or whatever, please feel free to let me know. Y'all know I'm always open to suggestions and comments and things like that. My paper is getting wet for work. Oh my God. But I want to play this real quick for you guys, because this is kind of like in those moments, this is how I was feeling. So.
Good morning. I woke up irritated, angry, everything above. Just go everything above. Yesterday on my radio show, Straight from the Heart, we covered the passing of George Floyd, and you know, just discuss where we are as a world, man. And the term white privilege, it's real. If you don't understand the definition, if you don't understand the use of it, then you're fucking blind. You're blind, and you're choosing to ignore our now reality. I'm just going to back up. I'm going to back up to the white woman that was in Central Park that had the dog, called the cops on the black man. Her threat was, I'm going to tell them that there's a angry African-American man threatening me. And that was her threat. Her threat was to just say that there's an African-American man, because there's consequences that come with being an African-American man, which is just being an African-American man. That was her threat. That was her threat, and that's what she was using. In today's time, that's what's known. It's known that I can bring harm your way by just telling someone that you're black. That's the fucking problem. It's been a problem, but the problem is on full display right now. It's on full display. And then George Floyd's death is another pure display of hatred, racism, at the highest level. And after it's over, the thing that can almost at least correct is immediate reaction of consequences. And instead, we wait. We wait. As a system, you're flawed. You're not only flawed, you're wrong on every level. And the only way to make anything better is to fucking fix a broken system. There needs to be immediate consequences. That man needs to be thrown in jail for life. Not in weeks, now. If it was a black man, we know he would be in jail now. And by we, I'm talking about everybody. We as people know he would be in jail. There needs to be consequences brought to the other officers that were on hand, because you got a duty to do. Your job is to save lives, not take them. That's your job. When you get called to a scene, the last thing you want to do is take a life. You're trained to try and save lives. That's what your job is. So when you're taking them and you're amongst a group of people that witness it, then you're all guilty. Point blank, you're all guilty. And the only people that seem to be falling victim to these type of consequences are people of color. People of color are the ones that are falling victim to our quote-unquote accidents. It's not accidents, man. It's not accidents. It's fucking senseless. Fix the system as a fucking city, state. Fix your flawed fucking systems. Cops need to be held accountable. Jail, life. You take a life, give your life. Life. If you were on hand and you didn't stop that senseless murder from happening, you get time too. That's what a law should say. So every cop now has a severe consequence to their actions. Hold people fucking accountable. Be accountable. As a city and state, you're accountable. He should be in fucking jail.
Okay, so that was Kevin Hart. And when he... Hold on, wait a minute. When he spoke on that, it really, like, had me, like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Even though I know that this whole, the system was, it wasn't built for us to get anywhere. And it was built to fucking keep us down and whatever the fuck or whatever. But it's like, damn. You know, we need to get our asses and fight for our rights in higher positions. We gotta do it. We got to. And I'm still educating myself. So I'm a little ignorant to certain things. But trust and believe that there will be and there can be a lot of change if people like me, which I'm 28 years old. I'm about to be 30. I'll be 30 soon. But, you know, we need to actually help each other and educate one another and be able to get in these positions and make sure that we are making sure that we are protected and making sure that things are done right. Even if it's not completely right, it'll be better than what the fuck we got going on right now. So... And everybody asked me about my relation and, you know, what I got going on because of the type of work that I do. There's a target on me anyway. I'm a black woman. I'm a black, very strong-minded woman. And I'm also a woman in a badge. I'm going to just let y'all know, it's not, it don't matter what type of badge it is. Y'all ever seen that meme where that man say, I ain't security. I mean, wait, I ain't the cops. I'm 11 or something. I ain't, fuck 12. I ain't 12. I'm 11, whatever. But I feel like it doesn't matter because the type of officer that I am, people will target me as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that on that. I don't have too many fears, but I am very cautious of what the fuck. I know that certain things can happen. I need to protect myself and things like that, stuff like that. But it's like I'm kind of conflicted only because I know very good cops. Just like Dewey said, his uncle's a cop. He's a very good, noble man. You know what I'm saying? And it is like a brotherhood, and there are certain things within the policy and within what the fuck we learn and people in even whatever rank of law enforcement, whether you a PO or CO or goddamn EO or Tato, whatever the fuck, you learn certain things. So you gonna think like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some really good police officers. I know everybody is not like this, you feel me? So I might be cut off, but yeah. But basically, hold on, let me check this real quick. But I wanted to just go ahead and say, like, yeah, there's a lot of things that I think about. There's a lot of things that I feel like I should not speak on. There's a lot of things that just me personally, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of things I ain't no whole ass nigga, and I'm gonna say what the hell I want to say if I feel like I need to actually say it. But most times I don't really necessarily have to say the things that, you know, because that stuff really don't matter because my character shows more than, you know, what I would want somebody. Oh, I want y'all to understand that I'm this, 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 that, and the other. Y'all know what the fuck going on. So, but again, I just wanted to tap in, you know. I probably do a part 2 or real quick, though, after this, because I know I touched a lot, and I know that there's, when I re-listen, I'm going to want to say something else. But I just wanted to say thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure that y'all comment, y'all make sure that y'all subscribe, y'all make sure that y'all look out for me, y'all. If y'all see me on the side of the road and you look like, and I look like I'm in distress, I need you to come back around, creep around, and pop, 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 and help me, shit. Cause I help you, and I will help. I'm the person that pull over on the side, and I'll be sitting there watching it from a distance. So I'll ride past like, you okay? Everything okay? I'm that person. So, and then I say a quick prayer if I can't stop, like if I'm in a predicament where I can't stop or slow up and, you know, kind of see what the hell going on. But thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Big Facts. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of things I want to say. There's a lot of things I want to touch base on. So just thank you for listening. And if you have anything that you need to say to me, anything you need to get off your chest, any comment that you have or anything, I hope that you guys learned a lot about me, a lot about really the recent events that's going on. I hope that you guys learned a lot just within in this, not even just Big Facts, but just period. Cause I seen this on YouTube. This girl said for surely. I was like, anyway, but I learned a lot too, for sure. So I just wanna say thank you guys, and I will talk to y'all soon. So y'all be blessed. Happy belated Juneteenth. I hope y'all had a great ass cookout. Y'all kicked it to the T. Y'all had y'all good ass time. You feel what I'm saying? Because I had a great weekend. So, and I'm so glad that this is, you know, we are putting more focus and things like that on those type of holidays to celebrate us. Like, celebrate us, you feel me? And the real shit. So, okay, y'all be safe always. Ladies, men, everybody, kids, get trained, firearms everywhere, get a cabinet of guns, you feel me, sawed off shot, whatever the hell you need, whatever you feel you need, get it, but no, thank you all, and have a good night, good morning, and a good afternoon, and I'll talk to y'all later.